establishment, which they say is largely ignoring environmental causes of the disease. Brian Edwards-Tikrit files this report.
65 years ago, the rate for breast cancer in American women was 1 in 22. By 1980, it had doubled to 1 in 11. And today, it's nearly doubled again, with 1 in 7 women expected to contract the disease in her lifetime. The question is why? Deborah Davis is the director of the University of Pittsburgh Center for Environmental Oncology.
We cannot explain why half of all women who get breast cancer get the disease. We know that inherited defects account for about 1 in 20 cases. That means that 19 out of every 20 women who get breast cancer get it because of something that happened to them after they were born.
That has many breast cancer activists looking for environmental causes. There's a proven connection between radiation and breast cancer, for instance, and the growth of the nuclear industry closely tracks the rise in breast cancer rates. The modern chemical industry was born around the same time. Since World War II, over 80,000 synthetic chemicals have been mass-produced. Some have been linked to breast cancer, but the vast majority have not been studied at all. Again, Deborah.
Part of the reason we don't have the evidence is it's hard to get. But part of the reason is if you don't want to know, you don't ask. And right now, we have not been doing the kinds of studies that need to be done, even to the extent of looking at widely used chemicals in cosmetics and personal care products.
And that, advocates say, has a lot to do with who's setting the research agenda. Take the Komen Foundation, whose race for the cure has raised hundreds of millions of dollars over the last two decades.
And I'm very sorry, but we have to terminate the news at this point because it's so late. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. And if you really want to hear the end of that story, I can send you to two different places where you can hear the end of that story in about 20 minutes or so. 89.5 WPKN or 99.5 WBAI. Hopefully they start the news on time. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, which means 6 minutes ago it was time for Off the Wall. Anything so predictable, it's a button that doesn't work. I hated to do that, but it had to be done. We have much work to do. We were not on last week, and this week is a fundraiser here at the radio station. It's very important that we move forward and keep this place going. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you for another exciting edition of Off the Wall. And tonight I'm joined with my brother Bill.
Hey,
feedback. How do we get feedback?
Loud headphones, baby.
Oh, it's the headphones.
Indeed.
We don't usually have headphones. We don't know what to do with them when
maybe
we get
them. Should we unplug them?
No. Hello. We can turn down the volume, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. Yeah, that's much
you
better.
As well?
Now I can't hear myself at all.
Okay,
that's cool.
Well, then, these premium prices are correct.
That is correct.
All right, that's good.
Hello, everyone.
Good.
I'm Brother Bill.
Brother Bill can be heard on this radio station at what time?
Thursday afternoons, 2:30 to 5:30.
Is that the only time?
An occasional overnight, yeah. Like a 3 a.m. to 6:30 a.m., mm-hmm. which really isn't worth announcing.
There's people out there, and you got to remember, people listen to this radio station all around the world.
From all over the world, that's right. So, if you want to catch my overnight radio program, I believe it will be Saturday morning, November 6th, 3 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. That would be Eastern. I guess it would be standard time by then, right? When do we do the switchover?
You know what? That might be this weekend. It's usually when Halloween is, I think.
Yeah, I think it might be this weekend.
This weekend. That means we get an extra hour, right?
I believe so, yes.
Because we fall behind, so that means we do it again.
Right.
Yeah. I remember, in fact, I was listening to an old show of yours back in the late 80s that followed my old show, Brain Damage, uh-huh. and it was that weekend where the clocks fell behind.
Right.
And you guys were having a lot of fun with that.
Some sort of, it's not daylight savings, what is it? It's a switch back.
To normal
Eastern Standard Time party.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in any event, speaking of the people overseas, I know there are some people over there listening right now, and I'm hoping that people stayed up specifically, because it's very late over there now. They stayed up specifically so that they could pledge to the radio station, because obviously when you listen to the show later on, you know, on recording, you won't be able to do that. I mean, you can, but you won't be able to actually
call the station at that particular
time.
Yeah,
and reach somebody connected to the show. So, you know, that's the problem. Okay, we have a slight disruption here in the station. There's all kinds of things going on. But let me tell you right now, the phone number is 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. Now, we have a special phone number for those of you inside the USA. And it's not because we dislike the people overseas, because we don't. But you can't call 800 numbers from overseas. You know?
You can't?
No, you can't. Okay. You can try, but I don't think it's going to work. So for those of you over here who don't have the means to make a phone call, a long-distance phone call, even a local phone call, we have an 800 number for you, 800-394-WUSB. It's 1-800-394-9872. That will reach us, too. Now, why should you call us?
Why should you call us?
Well, this radio station survives based on a number of factors. First and foremost being the listeners, the people who come in here and volunteer their time. The State University of New York at Stony Brook, which gives us a budget. You know, it's a budget of sorts.
Right.
And of course, the listener support that we get, which enables us to actually do things like fix equipment and get new equipment when the old equipment finally dies. You know, this board that we're using here, this board has been here since before either of us were at this radio station, and both of us have been at this radio station forever.
That's true. What would you put? What's your prediction on the board? I'm thinking 65, 66.
Definitely,
or
it might even be before the 60s. I don't think it's before the 60s.
It's a 10-channel mixing board, and maybe some of you audiophiles know that a 10-channel mixing board this day and age is in like a 1-foot by 1-foot
yeah.
square.
If I stretch both my arms out as far as they go, that encompasses the width of this board.
But it's a classic, man.
It is a classic, and it's a workhorse, and it does everything. You can make this board do all kinds of magical things. You can switch channels and merge things together, and it's
which you are a master of, I hear.
Yeah, well, you know, it can be fun. It can be a lot
of
fun.
Yes.
But it just goes to show that we don't throw money around frivolously and get all these you know, newfangled pieces of equipment.
Although we'd like some newfangled pieces of equipment, that would really make doing radio around here a lot more pleasurable.
If they work, yes.
And that's where you come in, the beloved listeners, to give us a hand here during our fall radiothon. 1-800-394-9872. 631-632-WUSB.
Now, it's not for naught either, because we at 2600 are donating some things to the radio station to give you, to thank you for your generous pledge. Now, first of all, any pledge is welcome, of course. Any pledge is absolutely a great thing for us, and that really, you know, that is the reason why you should be calling anyway, is just to make a donation to the radio station, because you believe in this place, you believe in the show, you believe in hearing alternate opinions, alternate voices, alternate music, you know, all kinds of things that only exist in a non-commercial radio station, of which there are increasingly few in this country. But we do have some special thank yous for people who pledge certain amounts that we're able to donate. If you pledge $50... $50, you will get a copy of the Freedom Downtime DVD, which is not only a copy of the Freedom Downtime DVD, which I'm holding right here, in fact. There it is. Have you seen it before?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Listen to the way it sounds when you...
Ooh,
that's solid.
That's a DVD.
Solid. Yeah, it's two DVDs.
It's a double, and I heard that you guys
DVD.
Put so much work into this as far as different translates, different languages.
We had people institutionalized because of the amount of work they were putting. No, I'm not kidding. People lost their minds putting their life.
I should not have laughed.
Oh, no, it's not.
I am so sorry.
It's not politically correct to laugh. It's
are they
like
out?
Well, you know, weekends.
Visiting on weekends. Wow, this is a beautiful package. Unbelievable.
So, no, but it's not just a DVD. It's an autographed DVD.
Oh.
Now, of course, this makes me, you know, blush a little bit, because I have to sort of attach a value to the fact that I signed something, which I don't think there's any value to. In fact, there might even be a loss of value as a result. But also, Kevin Mitnick has signed these things.
Wow.
So you will get, and in fact, since there's two DVDs, those are two different signatures for each, you know, four signatures altogether. You know, Kevin and myself, and Kevin and myself again on the other one.
Oh, so you both signed both discs.
Yes, I see you're looking perplexed that there's no signature on that. That's,
well, no,
that's
this
the
is
demo
the sample,
copy.
Right?
That's, yeah, we didn't. You know, our hands were hurting so much by this point that we figured, you know, for this one, we're going to take a break.
For a $50 donation to WUSB, you get an autographed double DVD copy of Freedom Downtime, autographed by Emmanuel Goldstein and Kevin Mitnick. Right. I mean, for $50, that's just incredible.
Now, people are asking, what in God's name is Freedom Downtime? Okay, fair question. I'll answer it. Freedom Downtime is a documentary film that we made about the whole Kevin Mitnick case, Kevin Mitnick being a computer hacker who was locked away for 5 years, and to this day, people don't really know what it was he did. It kind of typifies the whole story of how hackers are viewed as some kind of demonic threat to society, but nobody really knows what it is they're capable of. In this film, we went around interviewing people. We went around demonstrating against a movie that Miramax was putting out about Kevin Mitnick that told all kinds of lies about him. And he was, of course, in prison, so he was unable to defend himself. The whole thing is kind of a fascinating look at the hacker world, a trip across the country, a trip back across the country. There's even a hurricane in there.
Yes, it's a great movie, a lot of fun. I had nothing to do with the production of it, but I have viewed it on a number of occasions. And even if you know absolutely nothing about the hacker world, it's a very entertaining film. It's a road movie. And you learn a few things. It's frightening. It's entertaining. You laugh. You cry. It's a great.
And with the DVD, we've added so much material. We've added several hours of additional footage, scenes that we weren't able to use because they didn't really have anything to do with the story, and plus all kinds of other fun things. Let me take a look at the package here. We have it translated. Yeah, nearly 3 hours of extra footage. I have to read my own promotion here because I've forgotten everything that's on here. Translations into over 20 languages.
Wow.
Now, we had a lot of effort from people all around the world.
Now, that's captioned, right?
Captioned, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who actually listen to everything. Well, actually, they had the text. They translated all the text that we gave them for the dialogue of the film. So if you're in almost any country in Europe, you should be able to understand this in your native tongue, and a number of other countries, too. We have it's in Chinese, it's in Japanese. It's simply amazing. It's in Persian.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never seen a DVD have that many choices.
I don't think there is one. If someone knows of a DVD that has this many tracks, I'd like to know what they are. I'd like to know the name of that DVD. In addition to that, we have different audio tracks as well, including a director's commentary track. We have an interview, a full-length interview with Kevin Mitnick, and all kinds of other hidden things, and Easter eggs, and games, and fun stuff like that.
That you need to explore to discover.
This will take you weeks to get all the way through, because there's just so much in here. And we've gotten all kinds of good feedback about it as well in the months that it's been out. It came out earlier this year. So that's the deal we're offering you here. Freedom Downtime DVD. It's region-free, too. It'll play anywhere. And that's for a pledge of $50. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. Now, if you already have it, or if you don't care for our autographed copies of these DVDs, for a $75 pledge, you can get a 2600 sweatshirt. Have you seen these? The hooded sweatshirts?
I don't think I've seen those.
All the kids are wearing them.
Wow. They're
out in the street.
See, I don't have kids. That's...
Well, no, but you're as threatened by them as I am.
Out,
you know,
they
lurk around dark alleys, and they have those skateboards and things, you know, all this newfangled technology. And yeah, they're out there with their hooded sweatshirts looking like characters from Star Wars.
Awesome.
Yeah, and they hang around malls, they hang around parking lots,
right,
and schools and
7-11.
Things like that. Yeah, but these hooded sweatshirts have been a big hit, and we just introduced those, I believe, earlier this year as well. Actually, last year, I think. And
it'll keep you warm.
It'll definitely keep you warm, and it'll keep you cool as well, because
you'll be cool
in the eyes of your peers. That's for a pledge of $75, 631-632-9872. Now, here's the real deal here, though. This is where you really can benefit
there's
from
more.
This. There is more. Because if you pledge our frequency being 90.1 megahertz, okay, you don't have to pledge the megahertz, but if you pledge 90.1 U.S. dollars, you will get both the autographed DVDs and the 2600 for the sweatshirt, which I believe if you actually were to go out and buy those things, that's about what you would pay anyway. But the important thing is that $90.1 is going directly to this place, this
right,
radio station.
Because it's donated, so 100% of your donation goes to the upkeep of WUSB. And may I also add, too, that none of your money goes to anyone's salary.
That's
which is very common these days on other stations that are raising funds.
Or to any sort of graft or any sort of theft or, you know, anything like that the commercial stations are good at.
No under-the-table deals.
None of that. No, it's a very humble place, and it's a great place, too. We have two calls on the line, so please keep those calls coming in. 631-632-9872. It's good to see a response out there. It means a lot to us. This is not the kind of radio station where, you know, we have all kinds of corporate backing and we have all kinds of funds in our back pockets. It's, you know, I wish people could actually see. Well, actually, people, Stony Brook can see. We're on camera for cable TV over there. But this place is so incredibly, I don't mean to say humble in a bad way, humble mm-hmm. in a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
Genuine, you know, like, sure. like, you know, grandmother baking cookies type of humble.
The underdog,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, the underdog. And also, this place has been an inspiration to so many of us over the years, over the decades. Everything that I do today, from publishing a magazine to appearing on another radio station, I don't think I could be doing, at least not in the same way, were it not for this place. Because this place gave me the freedom to express myself, to be creative, to try something new, and to just develop, you know, without somebody standing over your shoulder saying,
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong. You got to play this music. You got to talk like this. Here at this radio station, and like I said, increasingly few places have this kind of setup, you can come in here and you can just learn about what it is you're interested in learning, whether that's spoken word, whether it's music, whether it's engineering. You develop at your own pace and you take as much out of this place as you can. I've learned so much about music from being here.
Absolutely.
I used to do a music show here, and you know, that's where I learned about reggae music. That's where I learned about jazz. That's where I learned about classical music. You know, it's all here.
Absolutely.
We have what? 50,000 records more?
Something like that. I mean, we have a CD storage problem, a perpetual CD storage problem.
It's a good problem.
Absolutely.
It's a good problem to have. But yeah, you know, that those are the kind of problems we're facing. Too much material.
Yeah. Too much to choose from. I mean, how many CDs you figure in this room here? A few hundred, tens of thousands in other rooms, and about 20,000 pieces of vinyl around, down the hall, around the corner.
And despite all this, three calls on the line, 631-632-9872. We have room for five calls, so we'd like to see all those lines lighting up, 631-632-9872. Despite all of the music here, I do a talk show, you know?
Well, thank goodness for that.
I just...
There's not enough of those.
Ramble on for an hour about whatever's on my mind, and, you know, the folks here are good enough to allow me to do that, which, you know, many stations, once you're out of the university, that's it. You're out.
You're done.
But this radio station has always been special because it's always been part of the community as well as the university.
Right. And I'm a community volunteer right here.
That's right.
I was never been a student here at Stony Brook.
You were never a student at Stony Brook?
No, sir.
You know, I think you had to be a student at some point, Bill.
Well, yeah, maybe, but in some lost episode of my life.
To the authorities about this.
But, I am, you know, we fill out the cards at the meetings at every semester, and I put down community volunteer, and that is my function here. And that is very extremely rare that actually somebody who's just has an interest in being here can be here.
Right.
If you want to.
Right.
So here I am
and
for 20 something years.
That's great. That really is great. But look around the dial, and you will see what happens to other radio stations like this. In fact, I just went out to the Hamptons Film Festival this weekend. That happens once a year in East Hampton. And whenever I go out there, I listen to the stations out there. And you know, I don't want to pick on stations, you know, too specifically. But there's a station at Southampton College.
Yes.
All right. And
they used to be.
They used to be a student station, and now, you know, I have nothing against jazz music. Jazz is fine, but the jazz they're playing, I don't believe it's coming from their studio. I think it's coming from a satellite.
It's NPR, I believe.
It's NPR. It's going to hundreds, if not thousands, of other radio stations around the country. And yeah, you know, people listen to it because it's a music box now. There are no voices. There are no individuals. Same thing happened to CW Post. In fact, the same people took over that radio station. I could go on and name all the different stations that used to be and aren't anymore. And we're lucky here in New York because we have our USBs, we have our PKNs, we have our FMUs. We have a lot of stations that are non-commercial stations that have survived. But they've survived because of the people who work here, because of the listeners who support the place. And, you know, if either one of those elements were to go away, you better believe we'd be one of those satellite stations.
Oh, man.
It would be horrible. It would be very sad. And that's why, you know, I think it's important for the people, even who aren't local, people who are outside the area, why should they pledge to a station that's so far away, that's, you know, in a different part of the country or a different part of the world? Because non-commercial radio is endangered, and you will help to save it. You help to keep this place going by pledging your support. And, you know, we're happy to thank you in return for that. 2600, we're happy to make donations ourselves to keep this place going. A lot of donating going on. 631-632-9872. The phone lines are open, so please give us a call. We'd like to bring in as much as possible this hour. It's the only hour we're going to be on during this fundraiser, so that's an important fact to note.
And I also wanted to say that, like, don't think that you're buying Freedom Downtime and you're buying the sweatshirt, you're giving a gift to WUSB, and 2600 is giving a gift back to you. So it's, you know, it's a love thing. There's lots of giving going on. So you're not purchasing anything because a station like WUSB doesn't do commercials. We got nothing to sell you, and I have to cough. Excuse me.
Okay, go right ahead and cough. I'll turn your microphone up so we can hear that.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you very much.
Good. We do things a little differently here at this radio station, but that's what it's all about. 631-632-9872, 1-800-394-WUSB, whatever number you call, it's a number that reaches us. And we want to hear from people from all over, local people as well. We don't want to leave you out. We're talking about people from all over the world. We do that only because it's so amazing that we're able to reach them and that they find this place something interesting to listen to, because, you know, there aren't many places like it where you can hear all kinds of different programs throughout the course of a week.
Absolutely. And let me just say that the people listening in the United States can call 1-800-394-9872. That's 1-800-394-WUSB. Give us a call. Pledge your support for Emmanuel and 2600 and all of the great things that he has done on this time. So I really miss the Tommy Chong tribute, but, you know, thank goodness he's out now.
Yeah.
But I was hoping maybe you could get him on here. Any movement in that direction?
That's an idea. You know, it's not really something that I think he would have time for, probably, or inclination
even a telephone,
to talk about it. But yeah, it's possible. We are only on for an hour. But,
hey, how many weekly radio programs were doing a tribute to him?
I'm not sure.
I don't think any.
Really?
Well, I mean, I didn't.
That's
I haven't
sad.
Read it. It is sad.
That is sad. But yeah, you know, a lot of people heard about that through Off the Wall. And I guess that means we do serve a purpose. We try to get the news out in various ways. We try to talk about different things. And I guess we should do a little bit of that today as well. So let's look at what's going on in the news. But again, that phone number, we do want to see those phone lines light up, because it's very, very important. And this is our only time here during this fundraiser. 631-632-9872. Remember, we have three different pledges that you can pledge. Actually, we have infinite number of pledge levels. You can pledge $10 and we'd still be very happy. But for $50, you get the Freedom Downtime autograph DVD with Kevin Mitnick and myself signing both DVDs. $75, $2,600 hooded sweatshirt, the ultimate in cool. And for $90.10, 10 cents are very important, you get both. You get both of those items. 631-632-9872. Let's see. I guess I'll start with sports. Red Sox, huh?
Yeah.
I predicted the Red Sox were going to win on this show 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
And they did.
Boy, did they ever.
They. I mean, you know, it's pretty amazing. But, you know, I was watching a local Boston station because I have the Canadian satellite dish, and I'm able to watch Fox 25 out of Boston. I think it's so cool to be able to do that, and it's something that is so discouraged here in this country. But to be able to just simply go to a city and watch how they cover something locally, mm-hmm. I was able to watch the riots as they were happening in the streets of Boston.
Wow.
And they were riots.
They had live...
Yeah, they were covering this. They were showing people attacking a McDonald's. They were showing people smashing bank signs and things like that. They were showing somebody lying on the ground unconscious after being injured.
My goodness.
It was it was something else. And of course we heard the story about the awful tragedy of somebody actually being killed because they were shot in the face by cops with a non-lethal weapon.
Yeah.
Okay, at least can we stop calling it a non-lethal weapon now? You know,
maybe.
Obviously, that's not right, because if you shoot somebody with that, they can be hurt very badly or
they
killed.
Apparently, die.
Yeah,
that's not a non-lethal weapon.
Basically, what people were saying, and I'm reading this from the Boston Indy Media Center. This person posted, "I've reviewed many witness statements, reviewed video coverage from the events of late Wednesday night. Heavily armed police were stationed in an area where celebrants were truly celebrating. High fives, cheers, hugs, no burning cars, no destruction of property at all. One video I saw clearly shows a young guy cheering and happy, his arms above his head in the victory salute, being shot in the solar plexus and knocked from the ledge, totally unaware that a gun had been pointed at him. He flew forward in a belly flop motion to hit the pavement below, and several people are still in serious condition. Victoria, who is the name of the person who was killed, and her group of friends were standing across the street from the wall on the sidewalk, out of the way of the police, or so it was thought, when someone threw a can or bottle in the air. And when it landed, it startled a horse with the police mounted atop. The cop standing next to this horse immediately swiveled in the direction he thought the bottle had come from and fired off several rounds at head level at the crowd without any warning at all. Witnesses say the police in this area were repeatedly overreacting, behaving very aggressively in what was a non-destructive celebratory atmosphere." Now, you know, I saw some destruction on television. I was watching it happening live. It was stupid, but it certainly didn't require that kind of a response at all. I saw what looked like cops who didn't know what they were doing. They were watching all this going on around them, and they weren't reacting. Then all of a sudden, they started to react. Then all of a sudden, they started firing into the crowd, and it was completely the wrong response. And this is what happens when you do something like this. And the other irony about this is that these weapons were purchased for the Democratic Convention.
See, they didn't want to waste the money, you know? There was a budgetary reason, so... Apparently.
Yeah. It really was something. What I also found to be rather ironic was that these riots or gatherings, whatever you want to call them, were far, far worse than anything that happened at either convention on the part of the crowds of people. And yet, when you look at the way the police state in New York City came about... They were ready for you know, armed insurrection of sorts. And here you have a situation of people celebrating because a team wins and the cops are completely unprepared. And I don't know. It's a real tragedy. I just hope that something is done because of this. People should not be allowed to fire into crowds and get away with it. They say the cops are very upset. They're traumatized. Well, you know... A lot of people are traumatized.
Wait. Who inflicted trauma? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Now, the footage that you saw on your satellite dish there, what did you see?
I didn't see the actual this event.
No,
I don't think I did.
But you said you saw a rioting.
I saw, well, maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration. I saw people banging on the window of McDonald's. I don't think they actually broke it.
Right.
I don't know why they picked a McDonald's. You'd think that sports fans would like that place. Then I saw a bunch of them climbing a sign and hitting it over and over again until it shattered. And the odd thing about that was when the camera pulled out, you saw the police standing, blocking the street, you know, standing all next to each other in riot gear, and they must have been something like 20 feet away from where it was happening.
Watching?
They weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
It was very strange. And then all of a sudden...
It seems it always is the same. It's the case. They go from doing absolutely nothing to overdoing
right.
it.
Right. All of a sudden, they charge into the crowd, and people were hightailing it out of there. Now, obviously, something had to be done to quell these idiots. And
right.
there were a lot of idiots out there doing things.
I don't understand the psychology. I guess it's the mob mentality. Like, you know, my team won. Let's destroy our own city. What the heck is that?
Imagine if your team loses.
And everybody maybe just shrugs their shoulders and goes home. But and, you know, I'm trying to think. There's really no incidents that I can remember of this occurring in New York, though. Do you?
Well, we had,
and
the Yankees during blackouts and things like that.
Yeah, but that was... What, in the 70s,
we
right?
had riots during the draft in, like, the 1800s, I think, right?
Right, but I'm saying when the Yankees...
I mean recently.
Yeah, like
recently.
When the Yankees win. I guess the Yankees
because
win so
Yankees
often, they don't
win all
care.
The damn time. That's why I'm a Red Sox fan now. The Yankees made me a Red Sox fan because they just keep buying a pennant every year. So, yeah, I'm happy to see these guys win since they haven't won since 1918.
Yes, I know.
I mean, come on. And they always lose in such a heartbreaking way, you know? That 1986 with the Mets and last year, you know, extra innings with the Yankees. Oh, it's horrible. I want to see these guys win. I want to see them happy, but I don't want to see them start killing each other.
No.
I got to, you know, have a little bit of sense here. It's because they're not used to it.
Yes, that's true.
They win a few championships, they'll stop killing each other.
It's, you know, the sports is very difficult to understand.
It is. It really is. But anyway, this led to the mayor actually considering banning selling alcohol in bars.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, that didn't go over very well with the bar owners.
Or with the public, I would imagine.
No, they didn't like that at all, so they backed down on that. But I think they might be banning cameras inside bars, which apparently leads to people acting rowdier for some reason.
Cameras?
You know, they show cameras in the bars when someone hits a home run.
Oh, yeah, and they're all like,
you can sort of imagine what it's like.
Yes.
I don't think you need to really see it.
That's
but,
true.
You know, I think you need other ways to keep people from being complete idiots. Anyway, so the series moves to St. Louis tonight. And Boston's won the first two games.
Yes.
But, you know, what was also cool was the fact that they came back from a 3-0 deficit.
Yes.
And won four games in a row against the Yankees. That's never been done before in history.
Yeah.
It just...
Not in baseball.
And, you know, I saw people crying on TV. You know, Yankee fans crying. Well, I mean, why do people get so upset over this?
I don't
understand. It's not like they're not going to win again next year.
I know. It's just, you know, it's a kid's game.
Well, it's a millionaire's game.
Well, the original... You know,
yeah.
It's just people. It just amazes me how people have much more passion for you know, the Yankees than, let's say, for, you know, an election or something.
Yeah.
You know,
but you know, it almost turned into that. It almost turned into an election type of a thing, because if Houston had beaten St. Louis in the National League playoff, it would have been Houston versus Boston, Massachusetts versus Texas, just like in the election.
See, now that would have been more interesting.
It would have been the only victory we would have had, because I'm convinced Bush is going to win now.
I'm convinced.
Totally
as
convinced.
Well.
Before I get into the politics, though, and again, I'm going to give out the phone number again, 631-632-9872. Yes, we're bantering away here, but it's a very serious mission. We need lots of phone calls this pledge drive, or you may hear... Well, I don't want to, offend people, but you may hear something that doesn't come from this studio. You may hear something from a satellite. You may hear something you can hear on another radio station one frequency away. Yeah, go ahead. Go down the dial, tune from station to station, even in the non-commercial band, and you'll hear the same program over and over again. Why? Because they take over frequencies. They take over all kinds of frequencies. They take over existing frequencies. They take over college radio stations, and they program the same thing. You know, there's no individuality anymore. Go ahead, go down the FM dial, and I realize a lot of people have done that already and they're not coming back, but go down the FM dial and you'll see how many college stations there are, how many community stations there are where people actually get on the air and talk locally and give out local phone numbers and talk about things having to do with the local neighborhood and the world community at the same time. If that means something to you, then I would hope that you would find it in your heart to pledge to the radio station. We do take credit cards. We take all those credit cards, so you don't have to...
And it's a very reasonably priced radio station, too. I mean, as far as the pledge levels, like I say, for $90.1, you get the hooded sweatshirt and a double DVD, double signed by Kevin Mitnick and Emmanuel Goldstein. Give us a call. Support what we do here on Off the Wall and on WUSB.
Bill, $90.10.
I'm sorry, $90.1?
Forget the 10 cents. 90.1, because we're 90.1 FM. Yes, and of course, you can pledge any amount.
Tell you what, I'll pick up the 10 cents if someone can't handle that end of it.
You really want to do that?
Yeah,
Because people will,
That's true.
All right.
I'll pick up even more than that, actually.
Wow.
So give us a call, man.
631-632-9872. We have one phone call now. The phone lines are open, and we have room for five phone lines. And, I want to see people scrambling in there.
We have many.
I want to thank all the volunteers for coming in and answering phones, because that really makes a big difference. And that's the other cool thing about this place, is that people can come in, volunteer, and become part of the station. That's how we got started.
Absolutely.
And that's, who knows what it'll lead you to? Who knows what it'll how it'll change your life? It changes a lot of people's lives. And that's just the staff members. Imagine what it does for listeners as well. 631-632-9872. We broadcast the concert a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The Bruce Springsteen, what's
right.
it called?
I don't remember. I was out of town for that.
Concert
that
for Change
called?
Or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Voting. And there were people here who thought it was a little too partisan, who thought it was a little too, too much siding with one candidate instead of another. So what do you think they did? They did their own radio show.
That's right.
And it was pretty damn good. And it got a lot of response. So that's the kind of thing you can do here. If you think something isn't being presented properly, you have the ability to present it properly. And it doesn't just go for staff people. Listeners can get involved, too. This place is an open door. 631-632-9872. Keep the door open by calling the phone and pledging. Okay, this is something before I get into any other politics. You about this Taco Bell thing?
I don't know.
Well, apparently, tonight, during the World Series... I'm mixing my two worlds together. If they hit a home run, and they hit a particular sign in the outfield in St. Louis,
yeah,
everybody in America gets a free taco. I'm not kidding. During Game 3 of the World Series, if players from either team hit the 12-by-12 foot Taco Bell target, everyone in the U.S. will win a free crunchy beef taco. Now, don't ask me why the beef is crunchy. I don't want to know myself. It seems like a slight to anybody who's vegetarian.
How are they going to... how do you redeem your taco?
That's a damn good question.
Everyone's just going to walk in and say, give me my taco. Is that how it works?
Let's find out, okay? This is another thing we can do here.
We'd like to thank Matt calling in from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah.
God bless you. 631-632-9872.
He's getting himself the hooded sweatshirt.
All right. Let's see if we can get an answer to that question. Good question, Bill. Very good question. Oh, no.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
I was looking for a Taco Bell, and I went to their own website and found a phone number for one. I guess I'll have to go to a different one. You'd think that they'd, that one, unlisted, they don't have a phone number for that one.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to try this one now. I hope they know about it.
Well, they better.
Yeah, they're going to find out.
Can you see Taco Bell? Can I help you?
Yeah, Taco Bell?
Yes.
Hi, I have a question about the tacos. I understand if someone hits a home run tonight, I get a free taco.
Three tacos?
I get a free taco if someone hits a home run tonight, right?
Free?
Free, yeah. In St. Louis, if someone hits a taco, everyone in America gets a free taco. Do you know about this?
No, I don't know this.
Oh, boy. Yeah, if someone hits a home run tonight, everybody in America gets a free crunchy beef taco. I was just wondering how I would get mine.
Are you have a coupon?
What?
Coupon?
No, it's not a coupon. I'm not sure exactly how you'd redeem it. That's what I was hoping you would know.
No, I don't know this.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, maybe you could ask your manager or somebody and...
Okay, hold on, please.
All right.
Pedro!
You know, we have a lot of phone calls to make if they don't know about this. This is... I'm not making this up.
Come here.
What is your source?
My source is CNN.
There you go.
And the Associated Press.
Can I take a look at that?
Major League Baseball, yeah. I don't mean to cause all this ruckus.
There you go.
And you know what? Look, I went to the Taco Bell website. There it is right there. Free tacos with a baseball there. If I don't get an answer from them, I'm going to click on that and see what I can find out. 631-632-9872. Let's get those phone calls coming in while we're making this phone call going out. Okay. While they're tracking down the manager there.
If the target is hit,
yeah.
The company said customers can pick up their tacos on Tuesday, November 9th, between 3 and 6 p.m.
You know, sir, this is only for regular taco. This espresso taco.
Oh, you're saying I wouldn't be able to go to the express taco?
Yeah, you call to regular taco store.
I got to call regular taco.
This was correct.
Okay, but do you know about the free tacos?
Not here. Because we have espresso taco.
Okay, your express taco. All right.
Mm-hmm,
and you have the crunchy beef taco. I was going to ask why it was crunchy. Oh, well. I guess it's an express world. You have to move fast. All right.
Apparently.
Well, we're not going to look for a regular Taco Bell because I don't even know what that is. But let's see. Here's a press release, which is on the Taco Bell site.
I used to work at Taco Bell.
You know what? You used to work at Taco Bell. And we have another staff member who used to work at Taco Bell,
yes,
too.
That's true.
And
yes.
We were at a party one day comparing Taco Bell stories. did you used to work at Taco Bell before he worked at Taco Bell? And
yeah, oh, yeah.
Like we have to have a Taco Bell show because you were comparing things.
I'm older than he.
Wow. Okay.
But I remember the phone number. I don't know if it's valid anymore, but was the local one there in Center Reach.
Really?
And it was a regular Taco Bell, not an express. I don't know if you want to go there. But,
yeah, because we're giving out the location, you know. People might...
yes, that's
true. Yeah. Nobody knew where this one was.
That
could have been anywhere in the world.
Just me.
Yeah. No, I mean the one I just called.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay, you looked on the screen. Let's see, if a home run hits a target, every person in the U.S. will have an opportunity to obtain a free crunchy beef taco at participating Taco Bell restaurants in the United States. Redemption will take place on Tuesday, November 9th from 3 to 6 p.m. local time. What a mayhem riot that's going
to
be.
So everyone in America has to pick up their taco within a 3-hour window.
Who comes up with these ideas? Why 3-hour? They should at least give them the whole day.
A couple of days, maybe.
How do you prove that? I know it's one per customer, but how do you prove that you already got one? Oh wait, terms and conditions. Maybe we'll have a hint there. Let's see. No purchase necessary. Offer is open to legal residents of the 50 United States and the District of Columbia only. Void in all of the territories and countries. In the event the game is not played on October 26th, the offer will be good during the third game, whenever that is. Let's see. How to obtain a free taco. Okay. Upon verified media confirmation of an eligible home run ball, which hits the target, Taco Bell will announce via a press release and the media how eligible residents can obtain their free crunchy seasoned beef taco. On November 9th, 2004, consumers may visit any participating Taco Bell restaurant in the United States between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. local time and request a free crunchy seasoned beef taco. Limit one free crunchy seasoned beef taco per person. Say that three times fast. Everyone in line at a participating Taco Bell restaurant before 6 p.m. local time will receive their free taco. So if the line stretches down the street and you're on it by 6 p.m.,
you're
okay.
All right.
You'll get it around 11, I guess, but right. You will get it. Available while supplies last, so I'm not sure. That sounds a little ominous right there. Okay, so, you know, you can't accuse us of not providing you with essential information, because we just did. 631-632-9872 is our phone number. 1-800-394-WUSB. Please pledge whatever you can afford. We're only on for a little while longer. Again, pledge amounts, any pledge amount is welcome, but the suggestion ones that we have here for 2600 related material, the autographed double DVD set of Freedom Downtime for a pledge of $50, Kevin Mitnick's autograph and my own. We've done this at conferences. We've signed it for people at conferences, and I've caught these things going out over eBay. And let me tell you, they were going for more than $50.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I should be angry at that.
Oh, it's a great deal, though.
Yeah. But,
and plus, it's a great, autographs aside, you said it'll take about a week to get through all of this material, and Freedom Downtime, highly recommend.
That's if you sit down and watch it without stopping.
Right.
You know?
Oh, you mean it'll take even longer if you
Yeah, because there's just
breaks.
So much in there. There are things in there that, even our own staff people don't know about.
All right.
You have to literally hit every button in every possible search situation and do all kinds of other things that you would never do with a DVD normally.
So there are hidden things.
There are lots of hidden things.
Oh, that's
We
cool.
had a lot of fun with this. That's why it took so long to put out.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So and you can have it.
It's a hacking adventure in itself, just going through this. 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. For a pledge of $75, you get the 2600 hooded sweatshirt. For a pledge of $90.10, you get both. And no matter what pledge amount you give us, you will get our undying thanks.
Absolutely.
All right. 1 week from today is Election Day.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait.
It's actually going to happen. Of course, everybody believes that more people think? Or is that just a personal note?
It's a personal note.
Oh, okay.
We're going to pledge for a DVD.
Oh, cool. You're going to pledge for a DVD.
Yeah.
Excellent.
KJ and I.
That's so
says,
nice.
If you want to split the cost of the DVD, let's do it.
You see, that's how good an offer this is. We're even getting people in here to realize that it's such a great offer.
There are notes being passed from room to room.
Wow.
To help out WUSB, and you can be part of the magic, too. Give us a call.
Because after the show is over, which I believe is around 7 o'clock local time, even though we started late, it's over. You know, you can't get it anymore.
Ah, so this is it. You got your 14-minute window happening here.
If you're driving in your car and you have a cell phone, pull over to the side of the road or use that hands-free device and call us, all right? Yeah, you can fish the credit card out of your pocket somehow. Maybe at a red light you can do that and just read those numbers to us. Or you can simply give us your address and we'll send you a bill. That
yes,
works, too.
That's right.
And if you're listening on the internet, drop what you're doing. Remember, there's a delay on the internet, so you might be listening to this several minutes from now, and we might already be gone.
That's true.
So hurry up.
I think I'm gone.
631-632-9872. Which spells WUSB. So the election is going to be next week, and all of this garbage can finally be over.
Do you have any predictions, not as far as the outcome, but just as far as the day? Is it going to be a smooth, well-oiled machine?
No, I already heard today, I think it was New Jersey, is going to be having electronic polling stations without any kind of paper backup.
Good.
People are not going to be very happy with this. And from what I hear, Florida is still completely...
a mess.
Yeah, it's completely a mess. Now,
thank goodness they fixed all the problems in 4 years.
Every single poll that I see shows neck and neck race. But when you look at it, when you actually look at every single swing state, it looks like Bush is ahead by a little bit. And the way this crazy system of ours works, it's winner take all in every state. I've seen polls about the Electoral College as well. I've seen the vast majority, I mean, more than 60 or 70% of Americans think the Electoral College should be abolished, that it's outlived its purpose, that it's a disservice. And yet it happens year after year, or at least every 4 years. And we don't seem to have what's necessary to actually institute change. So, I don't know, I'm kind of pessimistic about that. I think, if Kerry isn't way ahead at this point, it's very iffy. It's very iffy.
I think there's going to be a huge turnout, though.
Yeah, there will be a huge turnout, and you can't really tell the people who have just registered how they're going to vote.
That's true.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of Republicans, I've heard this too, are going to be challenging people when they vote. I'm not quite sure how that works. If they're going to,
what does that mean?
They're going to challenge to see if they're actually legitimate voters. The new if they're felons or if they're actually living in the area, or if they're the wrong race or something like that. Whatever it is, they can find.
They're going to make it as difficult as possible.
Yeah, it's that's what I hear. I mean, maybe it's exaggeration of a sort, but it just seems like it's going to be a very confrontational year, and certainly if Bush wins, it's going to be very controversial and confrontational next 4 years, and especially Inauguration Day in January. Boy, that's going to be something.
It's going to be a hard 4 years.
Yeah, but it's going to be interesting, I'll say that. It
won't be boring.
A lot of news to go over.
Now, have you heard anything that there's like supposed to be some major protest in Manhattan like on November 3rd?
I'm not sure if there's going to be results by then.
Yeah, I'm really not sure. That's true, too.
According to this poll from the Associated Press, 6 in 10 say a clear winner by November 3rd is unlikely.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, 6 in 10 surveyed say it's likely there will not be a clear winner in the presidential race by the day after the election. About half say they fear the results will be challenged in court. That's great. We have a tradition now.
Yeah.
You know?
A new tradition. Of
and
fraud.
Of course, you have the whole Iraq thing going on. Insurgents issued a warning. We have more people here. Thank you. Thank you very much. Insurgents issued a warning on Tuesday, that's today, saying any U.S.-led offensive in Fallujah would lead to attacks on Iraqi and coalition troops with weapons and military tactics they have not experienced before. Why would you warn somebody like that, you know? It just, that to me makes me doubt it all the more, that they're actually going to do anything different than what they're doing already. Insurgents, you know, they count on surprise.
Yeah.
They count on getting the enemy in a place where they don't expect to find the insurgents. And, you know, okay, this is something that really has been kind of bugging me lately, and I think maybe it's time that we change something. I'm sick of people calling this a war. This is not a war, you know? I mean, Vietnam was a war, Korea was a war, World War II was a war. Wars are events where you have one army fighting another army. Right?
Yes, so far I'm with you.
Okay. What we have here, there's no army on the other side. There's a bunch of people bombing things and shooting
people.
In civilian clothing. It's an occupation. It's an invasion. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Whether you agree with it or not, that is what this is. It's an occupation of another nation. And citizens of that other nation are fighting back. And they are attacking the soldiers and whoever else is affiliated with the invaders. Now, I haven't said anything to indicate whether it's right or wrong. I think these are the basic facts, that it's not a war. If it was a war, we would have some kind of army that we're fighting against with, you know, uniforms are generally required. I guess they're not essential, but you know, usually that's what they do for their troops. And, you know, in other wars, the cities in the other country would be under attack as well. That's kind of how it works. Remember World War II?
Yeah, it's,
you know,
a two-way thing.
Two-way thing.
Right, right.
This is not a two-way thing. This is a one-way thing. So I think when people, I don't want to belittle it and say that it's not a horrible thing that's going on, but I think people really need to get a grasp as to what real war is. Real war, you would be seeing so much worse on the part of the American casualties, and we would be living not in self-imposed fear, but real fear, because bombs would be dropping out of the sky. You know, and people would be...
By the air force of the enemy.
Exactly.
Which doesn't exist.
Yeah, so this is, you know, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, this is an invasion of another country that was not doing anything to this country, as far as I can see, as far as all the investigation has found so far. So can we please stop calling it the war in Iraq? Let's call it the occupation of Iraq.
I think the name really doesn't make a difference to me what you call it, because it's just a totally bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
And in a traditional sense, as far as, like, say, there are actual rules of engagement, quote-unquote, as insane as
which,
it might sound.
Which we break left and right.
Right. Well, technically, though, you are correct. It's not a war in a traditional sense. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
It's people, like you say, someone has invaded their country, and they're trying everything that they can because they feel that they got nothing to lose to get the occupying people out.
Now,
I mean, what would America do? What would Americans do in the same situation?
Thank you. That's exactly the point I was going to make.
And again, I'm not taking sides either way here, but it's, you know.
You have to try and understand what's going on
right
in another part of the world before you can actually speak about it intelligently and not just spout forth what you're told to say. But yes, if another country came in here for our own good, because that's the only reason they would come in here, is
right.
to help us.
Right.
I think we would resent that.
And bombed the heck out of Washington, D.C. and New York City, and then said, okay, we're here to liberate you. We wouldn't buy it either. Come on, man.
We have different cultures around the world, and not every culture is solved with a Western-style democracy, which, you know, the current administration seems to think that's the answer to everything. It's not.
No.
It certainly is not. Will they be democratic someday? Probably. I'm sure that's a natural course of events, but they have to get there on their own. They can't be forced into democracy.
That's true.
It's kind of hypocritical.
That's not democracy.
Absolutely.
If it's forced.
Not.
Just want to thank Mr. Edison for calling up.
Thank you so much.
USB staffer.
All right.
He got himself a DVD.
All right. He's gonna have a lot of fun.
631-632-9872. Give us a call. You've got 6 minutes left, and we've got some great premiums to offer you. 631-632-WUSB.
And we have one phone call on the line, but I think I see three or four people in there, which means that those people aren't doing anything. Well, maybe they are, but, you know,
they're not doing anything.
They're not. You're right. No, look at that. They could be answering phones. They could be taking pledges. They could be a lot happier than they are right now because they would see your pledge coming in. That's right. You make people happy when you call in and when you make that pledge. It's true. It really is true. But in any event, you know, this whole Iraq thing has, we've seen it develop in the year and a half we've been on the air here on this particular radio show. And it's been fascinating. It really has been fascinating. It's horrible. It's a tragedy. But I think a lot of people have learned something by discussing it. And ask yourself, where do you get that opportunity? You know? Yeah, you see that? There's no calls.
There's no calls.
No calls at all. No calls. What do we have to do to convince people? You have the opportunity to speak about this, to write in, to hear alternate views, to participate in the conversation. Yes, not this week because we're taking phone calls for pledges, I know, but next week definitely on Election Day. Where else can you do that? Can you do that anywhere on the AM band? Can you do that at any of the commercial stations?
Here on Off the Wall, they ask for your participation and your phone calls every week. Every week you ask for people to call in and share their opinions.
And we get people. Last show I did, we had all five lines ringing with people calling in, and they all had something interesting to say.
Excellent.
They all had something interesting to say. So
that's democracy.
We're asking you to invest and to keep this going because we think it's a good thing. We think the station is a good thing. We think it's important that independent voices survive. And again, you know, if what I'm saying is the worst thing you ever heard on the radio and it's horrible and offends you mortally, take heart in the fact that somebody can do something about it. Somebody can go on and say something else on this radio station. Maybe that person is you.
Plus, it's important to hear opinions and viewpoints that you don't agree with. I mean, if you're only hearing one particular point of view because the other point of view is completely shut out of the picture, you can't make a decision based on that. You know what I'm trying to say? So
right.
Give us a call and keep WUSB happening, keep it alive, whether you agree, disagree, or whatever, whether you like music or talk shows, whatever it takes, man. WUSB is very important to free speech, and it's almost an art. It's radio is an art form. So give us a call, 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872, support Off the Wall.
And, of course, we have an 800 number for the convenience of those of you in the United States, and I think maybe Canada, too. 1-800-394-WUSB. I see we have two phone calls on the line. That's very good news. And, again, we're in the closing minutes, so it's important that if you're going to make that pledge, you do it now, because you won't have another opportunity to get these particular premiums. Yes, the fundraiser will be continuing for a few days more. And you know what's amazing about this place is that the amount of money that we're raising here compared to other places, including the other radio station I work for, is so small.
Yeah, I know.
It is small enough where a single pledge could probably cover the whole thing if it was a big, nice, generous pledge. But, you know, other radio stations, they talk in you know, the millions of dollars. This radio station, we talk in the thousands, tens of thousands.
$48,000 a year to raise.
For a year.
That's it.
Yeah. So, you know, one person's salary.
And you can be part of it. You can get yourself the double DVD, Freedom Downtime. You can get yourself the, what is it, a 2600?
Hooded sweatshirt.
Hooded sweatshirt, or you can get both for $90.10. Please make it happen. Keep WUSB alive. 1-800-394-9872, 631-632-9872.
Well, we're just about out of time, so I want to give people as much opportunity. Look, three phone calls on the line. That means if only two more people were to call in,
we get a bingo.
You probably have to run out of the room if the phone call started. If you want to make Bill run,
you let me.
This is an opportunity for you to do
Bill
that.
And Bill needs to run, believe
631-632-9872, because I think we're at the... Well, it might be one person idle in there. I'm not sure. But this is the last opportunity for you to get these really nifty items, the Freedom Downtown DVD, the hooded sweatshirt.
Autographed.
Or both. Autographed. Not the sweatshirt autographed. I don't think that's possible. You know what? It might be possible, but
The special request.
The DVD is autographed.
Yeah.
90.1 for both. And, you know, there's nothing stopping you from you know, having more people, you know. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. You can pledge more than 90.1.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can get multiple items.
48 grand will cover it.
You know what? You have to run.
I have to run.
You have to run because that line is ringing.
Thanks for listening to my voice, ladies and gentlemen.
Brother
thank
Bill,
you, Emmanuel, for
a
everything.
A pleasure, as always.
As always. Thank
and
you.
And you can hear the voice of Brother Bill in the Brain Damage editions. Will be put on our website in the weeks ahead, 1988, the first year of Brain Damage. We're working on those right now. Okay, Emmanuel Goldstein for Off the Wall. I want to thank everybody for calling in. And please continue calling in for as long as you hear my voice and beyond if you want to pledge for other radio programs as well. 631-632-9872. Stay tuned for the blues, and you can write to us, otw@2600.com. We'll be back again next week with an Election Day show. Boy, won't that be fun. Have yourselves a good night.
WUSB FM station. When I want to listen to some good blues, that's the station you tune into.